After serving 5 terms as House Speaker, Strauss says that he will not seek a 6th term, which would have made him the longest-serving Speaker in the state's history. Since his ascension in the House, Strauss has faced increasing opposition from Tea Party-backed groups. During 2017's 2 legislative sessions, that opposition seemed to hit a tipping point, by some questioning the Speaker's influence and leadership concerning controversial issues like the transgender bathroom bill. Over 50 Republican-led groups have made an effort to oust Strauss as Speaker. Even at home, there's an ongoing effort among Bexar County Republicans to censure Strauss's leadership.
After doing this 5 times, and certain groups you're aware of are doing the same thing again, and at some point it becomes so repetitive that what I needed to do is go home and take stock of how things are back home in the district, and they're very strong, maybe stronger than ever, which again indicates to me that it's the right time to leave this job while things are looking good and strong.
Political science professor Mark Jones with Rice University's Baker Institute of Public Policy says Strauss's departure from the job could present some challenges for House Democrats, who often sought help from the mainstream Republican.
They did enjoy some influence with Speaker Strauss, and because the Speaker, being a centrist conservative, was closer to them ideologically than the rest of the Republicans. Now I think we're going to see a House where Republicans steamroll Democrats, just like they do in the Senate under the leadership of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
While there are some House members who may be pleased to hear that Strauss will not return to the Texas House in 2019, others, like longtime friend and House colleague Representative Charlie Guerin, a Republican from North Texas, were moved to tears after hearing the news.
I'm going to miss him. He's a very, very close friend. I really appreciate his friendship.
As far as Strauss's decision not to seek re-election, Guerin says he could not nor would not talk about the behind-closed-door conversation he had with Strauss about the matter or his reasons for leaving. Strauss told reporters, rather than fighting another contentious legislative session, he's looking for other ways to serve, like financially and publicly supporting longtime House Republican colleagues who will likely be caught in heated primary re-election bids in 2018. Strauss says he does not have any plans to run for another state office in 2018, but as far as the future goes, or a possible run for governor, well, he's leaving that option open for now.
You know, I'm not one to close doors, and I have to tell you, as I've traveled this state, the response I'm getting is very, very strong, and I've had people on a daily basis suggest that I run for another office.
Strauss says that he plans to stay engaged and continue to engage voters on what they believe should be his next public role. Strauss was first elected to the Texas House of Representatives in 2005, where in 2009 he was elected by its members to serve as House Speaker. Reporting from Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.